The lamp black blue of memory, my mother echoes, takes place on the bayous of Houston, the levees of New Orleans, the trains of America, and the memories of a reality. It is a hybrid of narrative, nonfiction, and poetry written by Sarah Edelman that explores the unknown process of living by experimenting with the tools of form. The lamp black blue of memory rides through the experience of a tragedy, using the factual knowledge of science and history to examine more intimately the place from where we live and ultimately how we live. Here to talk to us more about her book is author Sarah Edelman. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you.
So, Sarah, this is really a book about processing grief and processing the loss of your mother, and then using her words as part of your book. Will you tell us about her and how you came to write this?
This actually started as my thesis during the creative writing program, working on my Master's of Fine Arts in Creative Writing at UTEP. It has become much more than that. But when I was first sitting down to write, I wasn't exactly sure what it was going to be or what it was going to look like, as most creative projects begin that way. But I knew I wanted to start to explore forgiveness. The last words that my mother spoke were, "I forgive you and God does too," to her killer, the man that was about to kill her. And starting with those words, and she also wrote poetry starting at age 11, and wrote until the last day of her life. And so I had all of this work of hers that later would find a place in the book. And so as I began to explore the concepts of forgiveness and the process of grief and within that acceptance and moving through that, her words kept echoing through, and they have been a guidepost through the process.
Now, interestingly enough, you were awarded a grant to ride the train and not get off.
Yes.
Will you tell us about that?
I was obsessed with the fact that America has trains, and I've ridden them in other countries, and growing up in Houston, I just wasn't aware. Like, we didn't take the train as a kid. We drove road trips and everything for family vacations, and America has trains. And so I started researching and just really became interested in the scientific, the engineering, and this concept of the coal burning. And that's actually what lamp black is after coal is finished burning, if it's incomplete combustion, the black soot that remains is called lamp black. And so today it's used in factories to make things like rubber tires or the soles of your shoes, ink. And so this concept of this ink substance that is left over, past ash creations become new life. And so that idea and the whole idea of how the steam engine works and this idea of tracks. And so I knew that I wanted the train to be a part of whatever I was going to write. And so I was awarded the Dodson Research Grant, which was great because I think normally it's awarded to engineering and science students. And so as a art writing student, I was very happy to receive that. Mm-hmm. And I got on the train, and it was February, and I boarded in Denver and rode up to Chicago and then across the very northern part of the United States over towards Seattle and then back again. And what that did was it ended up being the perfect landscape for the quintessential winter, just complete barren land. And as I'm sitting on the train, I realize, oh, this is grief. This is grief embodied. And that became a major theme and player in the book. And so there's prose poems that appear throughout the book that take place on the train, moving through grief and what that looks like. And what's beautiful about the winter landscape is that it's also spring is held within winter. You know, so there's also that potential for growth there as well.
Well, you definitely sprung.
Yeah.
Did you know? I mean, I think you probably have to put the proposal together and say, hey, I am considering writing. But did you know that this book would come out of that? Was that your intention, or were you just going to write and see what came out?
Yeah, I mean, I was working on the thesis, and so I knew the thesis is in the creative writing department. It's a publishable work of art, and so that was my goal, and that was my assignment. And so I knew that was hopefully that was going to happen. And then many drafts later, it did.
Here you are. Now, when you're not writing, you're also a yoga therapist, mm-hmm. concentrated in brain injury and rehab. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but to think that a lot of the theme of the book and what you do has a lot to do with healing and becoming better. Have you become better through this process?
Yeah, absolutely. I am so grateful that my, you know, the other part of what I do in life is work with traumatic brain injury and be able to use the tools of yoga therapy to work with clients and patients. And I absolutely, anytime I work with anybody, I get so much out of it, and I learn so much. And the same with writing. I mean, I am a better person because I write, and the process of grieving and moving through using the tools of yoga therapy to move through this process of grief. Absolutely.
It's two very amazing outlets to have.
Yeah.
Do you know, or do you can you already think of your next work or where you're going? I mean, I know you've been through an extensive journey to get to this, but I imagine you've been writing this, I'm saying it in parentheses, a train, or in air quotes, I should say. You've been writing this train for a while, but have you started to look into the future beyond this project?
Yeah, I absolutely have. You know, I recently had a son about less than a year ago now. And so, you know, we write about wherever we are. And so right now I'm in the beginning of motherhood. So that absolutely.
How's that going?
Yeah. You know, it's everything that everyone says it is. It's the most amazing thing. It's the most, you know, hard thing. Like all of it. It's all the emotions, all the feelings. And another piece that I've been wanting to write for a really long time has started to play into that. And so I am absolutely really starting to look towards the next piece for sure.
Now, for those of us that want to get our hands on your book, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so the publisher is Tolson Books, and they are amazing and fantastic. And you can go to their website, which is TolsonBooks.com. You can also, if you have a favorite independent bookstore, then please go ask them to order it for you. It's available through Small Press Distribution, and they can look it up with my name or the title. It's available on Amazon as well, but let's support the local bookstores if we can.
Now, for those who read your book, what's the biggest takeaway you think you want them to walk away with?
That joy is a choice, and that we all have that ability within us to be there, to go there. And you know, no matter what the loss is, we all experience loss. That's the one thing that's universal. And it's almost impossible to go through it alone. And so this, I guess that you are not alone, and that joy is possible.
So have you found it?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's so amazing. Well, I can't thank you enough, and congratulations for processing it this way and for sharing it with us. And we look forward to your next great opus, whatever it may be. It's sure to involve your little one, though, it sounds like.
It possibly, yeah. Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it.
Today, my guest has been writer Sarah Edelman. She has just released her book, The Lamp Black Blue of Memory, My Mother Echoes. You can find it on Tulsa's or at your local independent bookstore. Sarah, thank you so much for being on State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thanks, Marina.